This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the Pradhan Mantri Samajik Uttan and Rozgar Adharit Jan Kalyan PM Suraj National Portal and approved credit assistance for 1 lakh entrepreneurs from disadvantaged communities through video conferencing. He also interacted with the beneficiaries of various government schemes benefiting the marginalized groups, including scheduled castes, backward class and sanitation workers through video conference. The program witnessed the participation of about 3 lakh beneficiaries of various government schemes from disadvantaged groups from over 470 districts across the country. The Prime Minister also distributed Ayushman health cards and PPE kits to sewer and septic tank workers under the National Action for Mechanized Sanitation Ecosystem. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of 3 semiconductor projects worth over 1.25 lakh crore rupees through video conferencing today. The projects include the country's first commercial semiconductor fab at the Dholera Special Investment Region, Gujarat, the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test facility in Assam's Morigaon, and the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test facility at Sanand in Gujarat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the youths will get the benefits of the semiconductor industries. The government today approved 2 corridors of Delhi Metro Phase 4. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said the total project cost of the 2 corridors will be 8,400 crore rupees. The cabinet also approved the signing of a memorandum of understanding between India and Bhutan on extending cooperation in the field of energy efficiency and energy conservation measures. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today inaugurated the new office building for the 3 multi-state cooperative societies, Bharatiya Beej Sahakari Samiti Limited, National Cooperative Organics Limited and National Cooperative Export Limited at World Trade Center in New Delhi. He said the inauguration of a separate office building for BBSSL, NCOL and NCEL is another significant initiative of the Ministry of Cooperation to achieve Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. He said these buildings will provide a strong base in strengthening the whole ecosystem of the agriculture sector, including farmers. President Draupadi Murmu has approved the Uniform Civil Code UCC Uttarakhand Bill 2024. With the implementation of this bill, Uttarakhand will become the first state in the country to implement the UCC after independence. The bill addresses practices such as polygamy, polyandry, halala, iddat and talaq and ensures property rights, equal marriageable age and equal inheritance rights. In a social media message, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed happiness over receiving the approval of the UCC bill from the President. He stated that with the implementation of the Uniform Civil Code law in the state, all citizens will obtain equal rights and the oppression of women will also be curbed. In Haryana, newly appointed Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini-led BJP government has won the vote of confidence by voice vote during a special assembly session this afternoon. Mr. Saini undertook the floor test just a day after he took oath as the Chief Minister of the state. The Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas has finalized a seat-sharing deal with the BJP as part of the NDA in Bihar for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. LJP Chief Chirag Paswan today met BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today launched the revamped websites of Akashwani News and DD News in New Delhi. Mr. Thakur also launched the revamped news on AIR app. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and Priyanshu Rajawat will start their campaign in the men's singles events at Birmingham this evening. In cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Giants in Women's Premier League in Delhi at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.